Got fortitude? When was the last time you ever talked about fortitude? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Fortitude is our ability to confront fear, pain, and even danger. Has anything happened to derail your penchant to face uncertainty and intimidation? Fortitude. It can be called strength, but it's more than strength. Fortitude can be called courage, but it's much more than that. Fortitude has been described as always reasoned and reasonable. If you have fortitude, it means you are willing to put yourself in danger if necessary. But it does not mean you seek danger for danger's sake. St. Thomas Aquinas ranked fortitude as the third of the cardinal virtues because it serves prudence and justice, the higher virtues. Fortitude is the virtue that allows us to overcome fear and to remain steady in the face of obstacles. Prudence and justice are the virtues through which we decide what needs to be done. Fortitude gives us the strength to get it done, and moral fortitude gives us the strength to get it done right. Physical fortitude gives us the strength to get it done, even through pain or poverty or hardship and the threat of death. Fortitude is not stupid. It is not foolhardiness or rashness rushing in where angels fear to tread. Indeed, a part of the virtue of fortitude, according to one author, is the curbing of recklessness, putting our bodies or lives in danger when it is not necessary. That's not fortitude, that's foolishness. Physical fortitude is courage in the face of physical pain, hardship, or the threat of death. Emotional fortitude is the ability to act justly or rightly in the face of scandal, shame, opposition, or discouragement. And emotional fortitude, according to the book, Execution, the discipline of getting things done, is the most important fortitude for a leader who is expected to execute the strategies necessary to provide direction for a business or an institution. Emotional fortitude, writes the author, gives you the courage to accept points of view that are opposite of yours. Emotional fortitude helps you to deal with conflict and the confidence to encourage and accept challenges in group settings. Emotional fortitude enables you to deal with your own weaknesses, be firm with people who aren't performing, and to handle the ambiguity inherent in fast-moving, complex organizations. Without it, an organization, group, or institution will not be able to face reality when people don't speak honestly and its leaders won't have the confidence to surface and resolve conflicts or give and take honest criticism. The internal mindset and skill necessary to do these things is emotional fortitude. And if you're going to survive in this world, you're going to need fortitude and find it right now. Got fortitude? As much chaos as there is in the world, and there is a lot of chaos in the places where we live and on our relational landscape, it is important to know how to stand firm, when to stand firm, where to stand firm, and to make sure you maintain your own emotional fortitude. The Apostle Paul put it this way, after you have done all, stand. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Got fortitude?